Okay, guys, let me know if you can't hear me. I don't want to talk too loudly because I'm in the airport and I don't want to disturb people. Today's learning for initials. I'm losing from Shania Mesha and the Neo Rifka Bas Mesha Israel Bishus for Shlema Chai Mesha and Malcolm and Bracha Basar Malcolm and Chidim Fake Bina. Of course, we discuss to everyone in and around Eretz Yisrael, those living in Eretz Yisrael, those fighting for Eretz Yisrael, Hashem should protect them all. So we are holding over here, the middle of Siman Reish Lamed Beis. We were at the end of Sif Beis, which we went through the Ramah's Shita of the went through the Ramah's Shita of the what you're allowed to do before Mincha. We saw that there was different kulas. End of the day, we saw that it's a lot more lenient than the Mechaber had said initially, and the main issue is possibly a Suda Gedolah. At any time, depending which sheet you go with, either some one sheet that even by Mincha Gedolah, some say Suda Gedolah only by Mincha Katana. The other potential issue was a Suda Katana when you're ready at Mincha Katana. So just to finish up the Mishnah Berurah, we had a few last things to in the Mishnah Berurah over here. We're up to Sif Katan Lamed. We said what the Ramah said that when it comes to a Suda Gedolah, you should be machmer even. Even when it comes samach lamincha, even if you started it, samach lamincha gedolah, that when it comes the time of mincha katana, you should stop and you should get up and daven. So again, this classic example: you are at an afternoon wedding, and it comes the zman of mincha katana, you should stop, even though you started beheter, you should start stop and you should daven mincha since. We're worried about shikrus and other things. Yesh lahachma, penu, shaloy lismach akriyas ha-shamash lahaspal as a suda. Deshchiach shikrus, ube shikrus lemhani akriya, since we are concerned not only now about a reminder, but we're concerned about shikrus that people drink, but tend to drink by that kind of meal. So they had a wedding on Shabbos, and they didn't leave until after Chatzais. So you're going to have a major meal on Shabbos. Let's say a bris meal on Shabbos. All right, to be a more classic example, we don't really do weddings on Shabbos. Let's say a bris meal on Shabbos. Everybody gets invited to a big meal. And of course, between the bris meal and the Rav's drush and everything else, you're leaving shul. It's already after Chatzai. So now you're going into a what's considered a Suda Gedolah. We saw even according to Ramah, we have the one shita that holds Suda Gedolah as a problem once you start Mincha Gedolah. Now, why is Suda Gedolah a problem? Because the Shchiach Shikras. So it's at Chatzais. You should really says, hey, you should really daven mincha, and then you should, and then if you say yes, Chatzais, lo yotzim basic na Chatzais, spell mincha mikoyd. Achach yoichli, the sudas nesuyin have a suda gedolah because the sudas nesuyin, same thing we said, bris milah is considered a suda gedolah, and therefore you should daven mincha, and then you should do that. Obviously, come to the situation, you should ask those who hold that you shouldn't daven mincha. Definitely not be Kabbalah. You shouldn't have a mincha until after the Suda. Or maybe you should go to the Suda, have a time for mincha, but don't drink until after you daven mincha. When you come to this kind of situation, not so common, but you come to this kind of situation, something to think about. So then the Ramah said that, Koidim Lachem, what was the Ramah saying? Even if you started the Suda early, you should stop when it comes to. Mincha Katana. The Hainu Shehizcha Suda Gedolah Kodem Chatzais. You started before Chatzais. The Oz Adayin Zman Hetel Kulam. Everyone agreed that you started the meal when you were Mutter to start it. Still, when it Kishmagia comes to Mincha Katana, you should stop in the middle of that meal and daven Mincha, even though you davened it. Even though you started the meal behet Hashoy. Since you're sitting there and you realize the meal's going to last all the night. Now you're in a meal that's going to last all the way to the evening time. You got to pause. You got to stop. You got to daven mincha. This that he's saying that when it comes mincha gedolah, you have to stop is by a suda gedolah. Because it's common to drink. We don't rely on the reminder. So in other words, again, like we discussed yesterday, you're in the middle of a suda gedolah, comes mincha gedolah. You can't rely on the fact that you have an alarm clock set because you might drink by the meal or other reasons that it might stretch out. But a kach paisik meyad, therefore you have to stop. Avam suda gatana in sarach lipsik meyad. So you're running late and it's the middle of the winter and you decide to eat lunch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. just if you want to take care of everything, set yourself a reminder on your phone, or if you have a set time that you dive in, it also solves it. But especially during the winter, sometimes we don't have that. Set yourself a reminder on your phone, and then you solve this problem. The basic nessus. When you get the reminder, you can rely on the fact that you are going to stop. Okay, a little bit of a back and forth over here. A very important simon, the sif that we just finished. But hopefully everybody has a little bit of a better idea of some of the things that we have to be careful. Just, I guess, the quick summary, which being that we follow the Rama, most things we could do. The biggest question that we would run into in our life is one of two things. Is one, if we have an afternoon simcha, whether it's a wedding or a bris or a pidyon haben that's taking place in the afternoon, that would potentially be problematic. Definitely should try to daven mincha before that suda. Even if you started the suda on time, it comes mincha katana, you should really stop to daven. The second issue that can be, that's a problem, the first one is something that can come up, but not as common. The second issue that can come up is starting a regular suda, not a suda gedayla, regular, I want to eat lunch or an early dinner, at the time that it's already mincha katana. So over there, having either tried it out mincha before, but if not, as long as you either have a set minyan that you daven in, or you set yourself a reminder, either a person or an alarm clock or something like that, l'chaira you have who to rely on not to have to be concerned about it. So that really sums up the back and forth, at least to the items that are really particular negaya to us. Let's see the machaber sif gimel v'hada asalecha suda katana heinu shekvei suda. This at all that we said that there is situations or there are shitas that you can't eat a suda katana, and definitely according to the machaber, right? We're going back over here to machaber who says that you can't eat a suda katana even from mincha gedolah. That is that you're sitting down to eat a meal. I love a lit time to have just taste something. Tehen achilas peres muta eating a fruit. V'adin lecha pas kebeya. Eating it without sitting down, just eating a small amount, that is definitely mutter. Even according to the Mechaber, who is the most machmer, and said even a suda katana, you cannot have from the mincha gedayla. This that he's saying that it's mutter is not only from mincha gedayla all the way through to mincha katana. It's totally mutter to have a snack. Even if you're eating a large amount of fruit. That's not considered a suda. The tafshel asim chavisha min gam kemuti, eating some sort of cooked item that even though it has in the chameches in dogam in any kevela, if you're not having the kviyas on it, you're not eating a meal. All those things are muta kebeivla yosa. That if you're eating a small amount of bread, because of hamagan avram, the b'shtia yosa mekebeya nami yosa, drinking a large amount would be yosa. Aftalin yichutz l'sukkah chashav arei, even with regards to sukkah, we don't call drinking that amount a kviyas. Aft b'yosa mekebeya b'zeh, the chashash yishami yimashach, b'zeh shtayach b'shtia yosa, you're going to drink a large amount, imhu mashka mashakar. If you're drinking a alcoholic beverage, that would be a problem. Stam mashka mutalishtes fel harba. However, if you just want to drink any drink out there, you're allowed to drink as much as you want. Even according to the Machaber, who is Makbid, we don't have any of these issues. Okay, we're now going to move into continuing the topic of Mincha, but it's a new area, and also very, very Negeah, and very, very applicable. The Rav recently gave a share on this, on Plaga Mincha, and Zman of Mincha, and things like that, Zman of Ma'arif, Kedai to pull up that share on the website and listen to it. We are not going to be able to go into the same depth that the Rav goes for two reasons, because the Rav is the Rav is on me. That's reason number one, and I can't even get close to it. I'm going to have to listen to the share to try to remember it. But the other reason is the Rav had 45 minutes, and we're going to try to do it in 15. But the first reason is the main reason. So anyway, let's go back over here. We have to refresh our memory. We have five zmanim when it comes to the afternoon. We have mincha katana, I'm sorry, mincha gedayla, which let's use our day of a perfect day, that's 6 to 6. Mincha gedayla starts at 12:30. Samach la mincha gedayla, chatzais, is 12 o'clock. So chatzais is 12 o'clock, mincha gedayla is 6:30. Then we have mincha katana. Mincha katana is 9.5 hours into the day. So let's count. 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, that's 6 hours. Okay. 12:30, which is 6.5 hours, is Minchah Gedolah. Okay. Now, 7 is the eighth hour. 8 is, I'm sorry, not 7. 1, 2, 3, 3:30 is Minchah Katana. Okay. Now, from 3:30, 3 o'clock would be some of the Minchah Katana. 3:30 is Minchah Katana. From 3:30 till 6 o'clock, right, which is the end of the day, we have A is the time of Mincha Katana. However, we split that in half, is Plag HaMincha is smack in the middle of that. Okay, so we have 2.5 hours. So Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter after 3:30, right? That would be Plag HaMincha. Obviously, on a regular day, it doesn't work out so exact because we go based on Shoras Manias. So we have to remember, then, at the end of the day, we have Shkia, which is the sun setting, and then we have Zeis HaKechavim. We'll get more into that a little bit later, okay? Let's just start this siman. Misha spal til sa mincha la'acha she'esha sa mechza la'maylo yotza. So the Mechaber says, you daven after 6.5 hours, meaning 12:30, mincha gedolah, you yotza. However, the main time, according to Rabbanan, and we're going to have to understand why, is to daven mincha, is from the 9.5 hours and up. That is midrabbanan. That is the main time. So according to the way the Mechaber just told us, that lechat yoyitzah daven mincha anytime from mincha gedolah on. However, the main time to daven is from Mincha Katana on. However, Rabbi Yehuda, it's only at Plag HaMincha, which was an hour and a quarter after the 3:30, right? So that would make it 4:45 according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shehu at Seif Yud Aleph Shai's Chaser V. That's the 11th hour, less a quarter. Okay, that is the two shitas. Okay, shita number one is from that according to the Chachamim. You could daven from 12 and a half hours, from 12:30, not 12 and a half hours, from 12:30 on until the evening, okay, till Shkia, let's say, so we're going to get into that. And according to Yehuda, Mincha is really only till Plag HaMincha and on is already the time of Maariv, not the time of Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, okay? We'll get it. We're obviously going to discuss this much more. Says the Rama, "We may shire and shire say lufi inyan ayoyim." These hours are measured per the day. For afim ayoyim arach mesharinan liyud bayis shayis. Even if it's a very long day, we still just take the day and divide into 12 hours. V'hem nekrayis shayis manias. These are shayis manias. V'chem b'chem kol makom shesharich chamam shayis mesharim b'shayis sayli. Every time they the chachamim do this. This is decided based on these, based on Shoras Manias. Now, one thing, and then we'll pause for the day. One thing to keep in mind, okay? So we said Shoras Manias, right? So we take the day and we divide it into 12 hours, right? So whenever Chatzais is till the end of the day, we divide that into 12 hours, and that's how much an hour is, and that's how we figure out when Mincha Gedolah is and Mincha Katana is. You remember that we have a halacha over here that certain thing that we don't daven Mincha. Until from not by Chatzais, from Samach to which we said in a perfect day is a half hour, 12 to 12:30. However, what happens when that half hour, the Samach, what was the reason behind that Samach? As Chacham said, if we tell really you're allowed to daven from Chatzais, but if I tell you to daven from Chatzais, you might make a mistake, it'd be off by a few minutes, and you won't realize you'll end up davening before Chatzais. So Chacham said, wait a half hour. Now, if the half hour is long, if based on Shoras Manias, longer than 30 minutes. Okay, the melee you waited longer than 30 minutes, no problem. But if the half hour comes out that it's a short day, so that half hour is shorter than 30 minutes, maybe you ruined the whole protection. The protection was don't daven chatzais, wait a half hour. So do we that half hour that we wait from chatzais to mincha, is that also Shoras Manias, or is that always 30 minutes? So that's a big question about the Paiskim. Lamaisa, the seems to be that the minig is to go l'chumer both ways. In other words, if Shoras Manias works out that a half hour is longer than 30 minutes, meaning that the day is more than 12 hours, then we wait the half hour based on Shoras Manias. We call Mincha Gedolah more than 30 minutes from Chatzais. If the half hour, let's say during the winter, where the day is very short, so half hour is less than 30 minutes, then we wait 30 minutes from Chatzais. Just an interesting point to know. No, that's it. Okay, so we start a little, this basically a little bit of Hagdama to the next, this Sif, and Mitzvah Shem, we will continue it to tomorrow.